AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama's Homeland Security Director is defending security measures a day after a Florida postal worker landed a gyrocopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Mark Smith has the story from the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says Doug Hughes was flying literally under the radar when he buzzed along the National Mall and landed on the Capitol's west grounds. Johnson says Washington has robust defenses that are well coordinated, but it's too soon to say if changes are needed because of extremely small helicopters like this one. Johnson tells reporters that Hughes, who wanted to deliver letters to lawmakers demanding campaign finance reform, was interviewed by the Secret Service nearly 2 years ago, and agents did pass along what they learned to other agencies. Mark Smith at the White House.
A judge in Los Angeles is ordering Suge Knight to stand trial on murder and attempted murder charges. The former rap mogul is accused of hitting two men with his pickup truck in January. One of them was killed. Prosecutors say it was intentional. Knight's lawyers say that his client was ambushed and was trying to escape. A prosecutor in South Carolina says it doesn't appear the death penalty can be sought in the case of a black man who was fatally shot as he ran from a white police officer. In an unexpected move, the Vatican has ended the controversial takeover of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, the main umbrella group of nuns in the U.S. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis may have intervened.
This is a process that was supposed to last for 5 years, and it's ended unexpectedly quickly now. The suggestion would be that Pope Francis might have had something to do with it.
The group was accused of taking positions that undermined Catholic teaching on the priesthood and homosexuality while promoting certain radical feminist themes. Wall Street stocks remain lower. The Dow is down about 7 points. This is AP Radio News. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta makes a return to the Pentagon. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports Panetta had a familiar furry friend by his side.
Panetta was back for the unveiling of his official portrait, which shows him and Bravo, his beloved golden retriever, who was a regular here while Panetta served.
He really did love this place, particularly the parade field. And he left his mark there.
And in a building full of paintings showing serious men with serious faces, Panetta hopes visitors feel something else seeing Bravo.
A smile might cross their face in a town where you don't get a hell of a lot of smiles.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Peter Weber Jr. in California is now in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest active pilot. He's 95 and qualified by flying three looping circles around an airfield near Sacramento. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.